is May 8th.
The first days of Pesach. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the first days of Pesach. Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach. It's connected to the last day of Pesach. Kriyas Yamsuf. Parshas Yisrael is connected to Shavuos. So, and there's Gevaldik Yisgulas in these Shabboses. Brought down that Hasidim used to say that Boy is more Choshen than B'Shalach because Yitzias Mitzrayim happened directly on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kriyas Yamsuf happened on the Moishas. They used to say, Mitzvah Boy, Yosemi B'Shluchai. Boy, his master, you know. There's more of a mitzvah in that. And I also saw that it was brought down from Reb Leib Eiger that the same way Chazal say, Kola Oisik, B'Toyrus Chatos, Kilu Hikriv Chatos, so too, some that's Oisik, B'Toyrus HaGeula, which is these parshiyos, he brings a shefa of Geulim and Hashemayim on himself, B'Protus, and for Klal Yisroel B'Klalos. I saw a shtickle hesber to that. Rav Shimon Sofer of Erlo, Einikel of Rav Kiva Eiger, he himself wasn't Hasidish, but he had a very close keshe with Hasidim. He said, the Siddur Yadua, Adam Arishan was a bucky in giving names to different Brias. So what was his chacham in giving names? Marshal, an eitz, a tree. So an eitz gets its koyach from the letter ayin and the letter tzadi. The letters form like a chemical compound to form an eitz. It's like that with anything in the Bria. She says, the oisiyos of Geula are in the Torah here in Parshas Bud. And B'Shalach, those are the oisiyos of Gedula, of Geula, and the male, the combination of all of those oisiyos, bring a shef of Geula into the bell. He says, it's also the same way Pesach is mesugel for Yeshuas, so these weeks are mesugel for Yeshuas. But yet, Mashbeim HaShem HaMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Boyal Pare, Ki ani echbarati es liboi v'slei v'avodav, L'man shisi o yisoy say eila b'kirbay. Rashi says that we are Boyal Pare v'hasrabay, and give him a warning. But it doesn't say in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu warned him about Arbe. It says he came to Pare, he didn't say anything. And then Hashem tells him to teyot chal ha-shamayim ba-arbe. But it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that it is Arba. It doesn't say that. So the Baal Yatoshis asks this question. The Torah doesn't say that Hashem told him it's Arba. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know? So the Baal Yatoshis answer on the Torah that he was able to figure it out from the Matan. The Tzach HaDash B'Yachar, the male, he was able to figure it out. So he was Zoyis, why does Hashem have to tell him the other Matkes? Right? He was up his Arba, the other Matkes also, he didn't have to tell him. You should be able to figure it out. So then the Baal Yatoshis say that it says he was able to figure out why, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, L'man tesaper ba'ozne bimcho ben bimcho. And Arba is something which is ma'oyver sipur, because it was a major thing. Where do you find such a thing? It says in Yoyo, by the Arba over there, L'vnechem sapu. It says that telling over such a zach is associated with Arba. I was talking to Maliyah Taisus. Okay. But the Ramban brings down the Shaila and he says, Valiya Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu which Makkah it is. And the Torah is Makatzer. And the Mela from the fact is he says, Boyal Pari. First Eitzri, he told him to go for a purpose, to warn Pari about something. And the fact that you see that later on, Moshe Rabbeinu told Pari about the Arba, so obviously Kodesh Baruch Hu told it to him. Previously, you find by some Makis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe, and it doesn't say that Moshe warned Pari. Now, what's the Shat? The Torah was Makatzer. So sometimes it's Makatzer, and it doesn't say that Moshe told it to Pari. And sometimes it's Makatzer, and it doesn't say that Hashem told it to Moshe. That's the way the Ramban learns. But the Chassam Sofer over here says, Amayr the Kikidish. Chassam Sofer al HaTorah says, Lulei de Mistafina. I wouldn't be afraid, I would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu the exact Makkah, and he left it up to Moshe Rabbeinu to decide what the Makkah should be. And with this Makkah, he wanted to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a koyach to tzaddikim to decide what it is in Tzadik Geyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, and that's a lesson in Chizuk for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, that when a tzaddik is Geyser something to happen, against Rishon, against enemies of Klal Yisrael. The tzaddik has that koyach of doing it, and that's what happened over here. Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own it should be Arba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you take Yotcha ba'Arba. But the decision was left up to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is that chiddush that the Chassam Sofer says. Ulaman tisaper ba'oznei bincha, uben bincha, eisa sher yisalalti b'mitzrayim, that I mocked Mitzrayim, that's oisoisa shesamti ba'am, and the signs that I placed in them, yidakam kiani Hashem. Mashmois of the pasuk is that the makis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted on the Mitzrayim were galachter. He mocked them by giving them makis. It's a shtickle shvera loshen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzdayer later on when the Mitzrayim had to drown. Ma'isi yodei tova bayam, and you want to say shira. So to say he was laughing at them, machmas the makis themselves, when it inflicted such pain on the Mitzrayim, it's a shtickle shvera loshen. So here the Chassam Sofer says also, a nifla de kipshat. Sofer says, hu inyan nifla lamizbayim. If you think into it, this is halalti is a dover nifla. And it's not going on the etzem makas. It's going to close. For the meshach 220 years, the shrine was at the top of the world. Starting from the time that Pari had the chalaimis, and Yosef told him the pistrum at chalaimis, that it'll be shevashi ha-soiva, and the afterwards is going to come years of hunger. The years of soiva, there was an abundant shank of moil in the shrine, mamish and the shayach. They were at the top of the world. Nobody else had such an abundance. Then came the Shnei Arav. So people had to come from all over to buy from Mitzrayim. And they became wealthy. They made profit. And it brought tremendous wealth into Mitzrayim. Again, they were at the top of the world. Then, all of a sudden, this Ish Nifla Ma'oi Lamaila Lamaila, a Navi Hashem Yaakov Avinu decides to move to Eretz Mitzrayim together with this whole, you know, exciting and amazing family. And they come in, and they bring bracha to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu gave Pari a bracha, that the needle should be oil across it. So whenever Pari wants, the needle comes up and it irrigates the fields of Mitzrayim. Another pattern. So Manish, throughout the world, the name of Mitzrayim spread. Their Manish, their mazolos are great, their avodizaras are great. Pari was given the Man of the Year award. You know, the newspapers at the time, the hieroglyphic newspapers, they printed mamash shvachim about the Mitzrayim at the top of the world. To add to all that, after Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and the Shiftei Kor nifter, they mishabed this nation of Klal Yisrael to work for them. And they're building for them, and they're working for them. Mamash, mamash, mamash. What could be greater? They reached mamash the height of glory. All of a sudden, one year, the whole thing comes toppling down. The Dam and the Tzfardeya and the Kinim and the Arav and the whole infrastructure of Mitzrayim gets totally decimated. And the Seif Dover is that Klal Yisrael goes out. It was Nizgalel and Afreya after they emptied out of Mitzrayim. Like Chazal said, they made it like a Mitzula Shein Bodogim. They mamish oiskeleidik, nothing left in Mitzrayim. It was Nizgalel and Afreya that the last 220 years of glory were only meant l'shem Klal Yisrael. Could there be a bigger litzonis and undermining of power than that? That's the Eis HaShem HaSalalti b'Mitzrayim. A big chunk of history of 220 years, when everybody thought one way, that Mitzrayim were the height of their covenant, and boom, it turns out l'mafreya, it was Nizgala, it was all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's Eis HaShem HaSalalti b'Mitzrayim. This should be tremendous chizuk to us, because when you look at the world today and you see the powers that be, different countries with Rishon and Mamash at the top of the world, a guy like Putin, he's the metzias of evil. Evil should be evil. He's enjoying Mamash comfort, the mullahs in Iran, and the fat, pompous royalty in Saudi Arabia, where they live in their little island of riches, and the rest of their country is starving to death. And they're enjoying mamash at the top of the world with COVID, at the top of the world with riches, and nobody tells them anything. Ablamaisa, when the Yom HaDin comes, when Mashiach comes, it'll be this barer that everything that happened in the world was all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing in the world that doesn't happen for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And we'll make it a Mitzula Shein Bodogim. That's a tremendous, tremendous chizuk to us. V'yedatam ki ani Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechaya says on this pasuk, V'yedatam ki ani Hashem. V'yedatam ki ani Hashem u'lishoa u'lidayus. I am Hashem for that moment, but not only for that moment of Gula, but for generations. Ki mitoich ha-musur hazeh, from this limud, Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim, that Hashem gave to Mitzrayim, Yakiru Yisrael l'dayris, v'yeidu shmei ha-gadol. And they'll know his great name. And then Mr. Ramban says that the reason why we're told to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make Nisan for every shoyt of every generation that doesn't believe in Hashem. Hashem makes Nisan, he made his nes l'shoa l'dayris. We have to take that limud and we have to perpetuate it and remember it. But every time a person comes and says, prove to me there's a Bayre Yayla, you know, Hashem's not going to make Nisan to prove to this shaita that there's a Bayre Yayla. Chofetz Chaim, this was during the Tkufa when there was terrible pogroms in Kishinev, and Mamish tragic Shvichas Damim against Yidden, innocent Yidden. So Chofetz Chaim happened to visit a doctor at the time to be checked out. The doctor was not for me yet, and he had a tremendous haracha for the Chofetz Chaim. So he said, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu. He says, Jewish blood is being spilled. Yidna like Hefker. So where's the Rabbeinu Shalom? How come he doesn't care about his people? Why doesn't he come to their defense? You know, and it's like he left us here all alone. So the Chofetz Chaim tells him, tell me, you're treating me right now. How do I know that you're a doctor? You know, I'm a doctor. I don't look at the wall over there. I have my diploma. I earned it. You know, I got my license. So the Chofetz Chaim goes closer to the wall. He looks at the license. He says, I don't understand. This diploma is dated from 40 years ago. How do I know you're a doctor right now? So the doctor looks at him. He says, a first thing. Well, what are you wondering about? I proved myself 40 years ago. I've been practicing ever since, and I'm still maintaining that same excellence as I did before. I passed everything then. I don't have to take a test. I have to get a diploma every single year. So the Chofetz Chaim says, listen to what you're saying. He says, you're saying that once you prove yourself, you don't have to prove yourself again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved himself thousands of years ago. When the ganze Welt heard about all of his nisim, Shomu Amun Vayirgozun, Chilvachaz Yoshri Peloshes, Oznev Alu Alufei Edayim, and so on. The nisim were gluyim. Everybody knew about those nisim. He proved himself then. He doesn't have to prove himself again. And the same way I trust you with your diploma to treat me, and even if, let's say, you're going to have to probe and hurt me, I understand that you're hurting me is from my teyelos. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to bring pain to us, we understand that the pain is for our teyelos. Thus is Azayim is up to Chofetz Chaim. You don't have conscience, we understand it's for our teyelos. I never want to tell you Mahuti Kamaisa that I just saw. Ramayla Biederman, he puts out his, they put out his contrasim, so last week, some Mahuti Kamaisa in there. Kamaisa Shohaya Kachoy, it happened this past Sukkot. At one Kihil in Eretz Yisrael, so there was a fellow that was mechubid to call out by some of his Torah chosn Bereshis. He did the chazanis. He did it for 30 years. He was doing the same thing. So Chalamayit, a couple of days before Simchas Torah, one of the Gabon came over to him. He told him, listen, every year you do both chazanim. This year you'll only do chosn Torah and chosn Bereshis. You know, somebody else will do. What did they see wrong with me? Every year I do Chosn Torah and Chosn Bereshis. I think I did a good job. Nobody ever complained. And all of a sudden now they're taking the covered away from me. My high. Mom, she's all belated. Mom, she couldn't sleep at night. You know, and it bothered him terribly. Mom, what did I do wrong? Comes Simchas Torah. So comes Chosn Torah and he directly goes up to the bima. He says, does his beautiful job. Then he steps aside, and the other guy, some younger man, comes and starts doing chosn bereshis.
He wasn't Malone Bibakaki. He wasn't experienced. He made this mistake and that mistake and that mistake.
And this fellow has to correct them all the time. At Kedei Kaka, when it came to actual Yamai, he ended up doing the Yamai. Yamai, and they tell him who it is. And he says the name and he starts laughing. They don't have it him. With Chosin Mereshes. What happened? They didn't want to take the kibbutz away from him. That wasn't the pshat. His sons-in-law and his sons, they got together to surprise him, to buy him Chosin Mereshes. So they needed somebody else to call him up. So they told him, this year, you're not going to have it. So here he was all mamish ufgerek, and he felt nifgad, he felt mamish a pia in his covet, when the whole thing was for his tehillos. So Rebbe Biederman says it's a very big emotional in life. A lot of times you have kashan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't you do this to me, why didn't you do that to me? Of Lamaisa, when the end result comes, we'll see that everything was done for our covet. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. Seif Dover, we trust that all the pain that he has to give us, in the end is going to pay you off. It's all for our tehillos. V'yikru lehem ish sel beis avos sel avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim to be makir the Korban Pesach. And this involved tremendous mesiras nefesh. Tremendous mesiras nefesh. To shech the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim. But I always say, person goes will go to Mecca today and take a statue of Muhammad and to shmetter it in front of the Arabs. He won't last for 2 seconds, they'll rip him apart. That's what the sheep was. That was the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim was the sheep. When the Yidden would shech it, who knows what trouble they can get into. And Moshe Rabbeinu told that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shleilu, how can he ask us to shech? Yeah, but he deserved the Mitzrayim Le'ineim. They're going to kill us. Hashem said, Chayechem, She'ein Atem Yoitzim Mitzrayim, until you shech, yeah, but he deserved the Mitzrayim Le'ineim. So, Cheskel Abramsky, that's how they ask the question. What's the pshat? The Mitzrayim were smart people. They had choshev astrologers and chartunim that understood the Bria. What's the pshat? They made an avodah zarah out of sheep. Like, what was the big deal out of sheep? To bow down to sheep, to worship sheep. Like, well, what does that mean, they worship sheep? So he says, the Pasuk says, the Torah tells us that tzayin is considered ashtarei tzayin echa, v'hoya eke tishmon. If you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's going to send you bracha. The ashtarei tzeinecha, in the flocks of your sheep. The Gemara Darshans, why is it called ashtarei tzeinecha? Shema ashram es ba'aleihem. Sheep is the symbol of ashiras. It makes their owners rich. So my last pshat wasn't just that they were worshipping the animal. They were worshipping the concept of ashiras. Riches, mammon, money. A ribuy of kesev, a ribuy of gashmias, a ribuy of chumrias. This was the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim. And they worshipped it. And every decision was based on money and how much more money you can get. It wasn't just the sheep that they were worshipping. They were worshipping the concept of, like we have on the dollar bill, in God we trust, you know, the holy dollar bill. Their avodah zarah was the avodah zarah of money. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Yidden, that unfortunately spent so much time in the Mitzrayim, they also took on this mentality that everything is money and money and money. Somebody told me, Choshev Yid told me that when he got married, so his wife's uncle in Eretz Yisrael tells him, "Can you have a bazoom?" He said, "Ashloish shidavul l'ma'oil l'ma'oyin ala kesef, yala kesef, yala kesef." He was, of course, saying it sarcastically, you know, that unfortunately we're living in a world today where this is what rules the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Chayechem, you have to shech that avodah zarah, you have to shech that concept. You cannot allow money to govern every decision that you make. You have to rid yourself of that, and only then will you be able to rid yourself of the Mem Tesh Aritum.
How does sheep signify kesef again?
Ashtarei Tzeinecha, it represents Ashiras. Ashiras. Okay. Hayim atem yoitzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'davke make the Geula come in chodesh ha'aviv? The fact that the Torah stresses it, hayim atem yoitzim b'chodesh ha'aviv. So there's different shotim brought down. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches, that says, moitzi asirim b'kosharis.
He takes out the captives, b'kosharis. Literally, it means the ones that are bound in chains. But the Medrash Darsh says, Maitzi Asirim b'kosharis. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maitzi the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim in a month which is kosher for travelers. It's the spring, it's very pleasant outside, the air is clear, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, the weather is very pleasant. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. So the Sefer Darash Mardechai points out in Marilika Ha'ar, what difference did it make to the Bnei Yisrael what the weather was? Anyway, the Anani HaKavit took them wherever they went. They were in the Anani HaKavit, surrounded by the Anani HaKavit. It was the perfect weather anyway for them. So it wasn't a gear to them what the weather was outside. So what's the shot? Teretz is, you have to say, that the Anani HaKavit only came when they reached Ramses. In other words, from the time they went from Ramses until Sukkot, they didn't have the Anani HaKavit yet. So the whole thing was Negeya from going from Ramses to Sukkot. Now how long is it from Ramses to Sukkot? It's 120 mil. The Sipurno says on the Pasuk, the Eses Hemal Kanfin Nisharim, that area of 120 mil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them quickly, Al Kanfin Nisharim, it lasted as long as it takes for Masa to become Chametz, which is a total of 18 minutes. That means they went a total of 18 minutes without the Anani HaKavit. And for that it says, Moitzi Asirim B'Kosharos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out in a weather which was perfect to walk in. It means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us, he's Mashgiach on us, that even 18 minutes should not go Shalei Kaseder. We shouldn't be uncomfortable even for 18 minutes. That's what comes out from this Moitzi Asirim B'Kosharos. That's why we went out B'Chodesh Aviv, and Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, we would have to make Pesach B'Chodesh Aviv. That's one pshat in Shomer as Chodesh Aviv. There's another pshat. They saw brought down from Agoyim of Simchas Yisrael Broidim, or Shishiv of Chever. It's very chosh of a sefer, some derech, and there he says another pshat. What is the inyan? The bedavke, we went out to Chodesh Aviv. Shomer as Chodesh Aviv, Moshel in Ibriyah. Where did Ibriyah come from? If Chazal saw that the winter will last too long, they will ma'aber an extra, they will ma'aber the year, they added an extra chaydish, so that Pesach should be able to come out in the spring. What's the meaning of that? So Simchas Yisrael Breida said, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is expressed in certain ways. HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim, Ephraim is a very dear son to me, Yelet Shashuim Li. Klal Yisrael is expressed by Shevet Ephraim, Yelet Shashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us a Yelet that he enjoys being with, a Yelet. There's another pasuk that says, Kinar Yisrael v'yaveihu. Yisrael is a nar, it's a youth, it's a lad, and I love them. What's the inyan? A young bacher, or a young child, is in the learning process. It's constantly growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Unfortunately, people who reach a certain stage in life, they say, okay, I'm finished, this is the way I am. I am what I am, this is the way I'll be. Because, man, you have a child, the potential for his growth is unlimited. And that's what Klal Yisrael is. Klal Yisrael as a whole is the type of a nation that they're never satisfied with what they learn and never satisfied with what they accomplish. They always strive for Aliyah. Even when people get older, they go to Shiurim, they want to Shtaigen, they want to Seyman, they want to learn more, they want to hear more Divrei Torah. That is what Klal Yisrael is. They're on the Madrega of Shtaigen, they're on the Madrega of growth. That's Kinar Yisrael V'Yaveu. Yisrael, no matter what age they were, they're a Nar, they're always trying to grow. It's interesting, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the Aron, you have the picture, you have the form of the Kruven. That also goes into that. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're my little boys that are still growing, they're still shtaiding, and they're progressing. So the Meila, that's what Chodesh HaAviv represents. Chodesh HaAviv is Hischachus. Chodesh HaAviv is blossoming, growth. That's what Chodesh HaAviv is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to impress on Klal Yisrael that right now when you're leaving Mitzrayim and you're turning into a nation, you should always remember it's associated with blossoming, it's associated with growth, it's associated with being mechadesh yourself. And this is why every year Pesach is taken during that month, during that period of growth, because it's mechadesh in us a new she'ifa. Every Pesach comes, we want to hear the different Torah. And now you're chatting the Haggadah, a new Deher, and not. I mean, I remember when I was a bacher, so I was like, Mr. Paul, wow. When my Chesfarim used to come around to the yeshivas, it was like 8 Haggadahs on the table. I'm saying to myself, wow, 8 Haggadahs. Well, that's unbelievable. Today, I think a few years ago, I heard there's a cheshbon of about 2,500 Haggadahs, different Haggadahs. You know, probably today it's much more. Every year they come out with new Haggadahs. New the hairs and new pshatim and new afanim and masvid things. That is Klal Yisrael shtayving, always wanting to know more and more. Thus is the kinar Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am. Zocher es hayom hazeh sheyitzosim imitzrayim beis avodim. Remember this day that you went out of Mitzrayim beis avodim. Ki v'chayzik yor hoitzi Hashem eschem yizeh. V'lo yeyachol chametz, and chametz should not be eaten. So I saw a kasha that's asked, how does v'lo yeyachol chametz come into the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Later on in the Pesukim, it tells us about the mitzvahs. Hayim ha'itim yoytzei b'chodesh sha'aviv, v'lo yeyachol chametz, and it tells us about eating matzah, not eating. Why is it mentioned over here, v'lo yeyachol chametz, in the middle of the story, Zohar Seher Mitzah Sheitzosim Mitzrayim Beis Avodah, Ki B'choyz Yigar HaSeher Sheher B'lo Yerachu Chametz. How does that fit in with the story of Mitzrayim? So I heard a Mari the Kipshat. So you do it from the Arizal, that on the Haggadah, Matzuzu Shanu Oichel Mashul Moh, Al Shum Shloi Hisbik B'tzeik of Lahachnetz, Ash Nigel Alayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it types the Arizal, Shloi Hisbik B'tzeik of Lahachnetz means that they themselves were being yoyred into the Sharanan of Shari Tumah. They would have gone into the total Yetzirah. They were sunk into the clutches of the Yetzirah. But it didn't have a chance to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays them ice the moment right before they were going to sink into the Sharanan of Tumah. So that's Marumas in the Pasuk over here. It's a chelik of the story. Hayayimah Moshe Elohim. Zohar as Hayayimah Zersha Yitzosim Yimitzrayim Yibes Abodim. He didn't allow you to consume the chametz of the Sharma. That was chelik of the nais of Mitzrayim. So it's not a commandment, it's a chelik of the mais of Mitzrayim. You didn't sing to the Sharma. I put in Shabbos. What? I want to share one sort in some safe.